Hey, I have a question for you. By the way, I'm Randy Carlson. Here's the question. Does your faith have a place in the workplace? Does your faith have a place there? And if so, how? We're talking about that today. The Bible, as Christians, we talk about salt and light. The world may not know what that means. We kind of do, don't we? To be salt and light. What does that mean? And what place does that play in the workplace? That's our focus today from the Intentional Living Center.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a counselor and conference speaker, best-selling author, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. You know, it seems there are fewer and fewer opportunities to be able to share the gospel at your place of work. Indeed, it may be in violation of some company rules, but that shouldn't stop you from being salt and light at work. And if you've had that privilege, we'd love to hear your story. So call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. And now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where the sun is always shining, here's Dr. Randy.
Yeah, usually. Thanks, Kurt. And we do welcome you. There's five essential areas of life. First and foremost, foundational is our faith, of course. Then we talk about relationships, family, and if you're single, other relationships. We focus on finance and then health and then work. Work is a huge part of the essential areas of our lives. And you may be in the marketplace today where there has been a, as we used to say in our family, a kibosh put on. I don't know what a kibosh is, but a kibosh put on the ability to share your faith, and you don't know how to do it, and should you or shouldn't you? And the Bible says we're to be salt and light, which we know salt preserves and also gives flavor. Light obviously puts a light on darkness in a dark place. And so how do we take our faith into the workplace? We're fortunate here in our setting at our Intentional Living Center and our ministry to all be Christians. We're followers of Christ. Now, it's not a perfect place. We have other issues here. I think working in a Christian environment, the problem is we have unrealistic expectations of each other sometimes. Because we're Christians, we think we're going to be, you know, perfect, little halos around our head. And we're not going to have bad days and say nasty things and be critical. And yet we do all those things. I've done it probably within the last 48 hours. And that's just part of life. But when we're in the marketplace where there isn't a shared goal or a focus around our faith, it can be rather problematic. And so the question today is, how does faith make a difference in the workplace for you? Really practical things. What are you doing? How do you do that? I'd like to hear it. 888-888-1717. You can come on through Facebook. You can go to Twitter. By the way, when you go to Twitter, all of these are being monitored, and we'll get them into the studio here. Twitter at The IL Center, Facebook at Intentional Living, or our website at theintentionallife.com. Stories, questions, and I've got three or four specific things I want to share with you today on how to be, as we as Christians call it, salt and light in the workplace.
Hi, many years ago, I was in management and went through a downsizing, and a door was opened for another job. They actually called me, and I took the job and worked in a warehouse setting where every day I listened to men swear and curse. And every day I asked God, why did you put me in this job? Because the door did open. And I was there a year, and at the end of the time, when nothing was happening in the company, it seemed unsteady, the gentleman I worked with got cancer. And I realized that God had brought me there for this gentleman, because I was there every day to encourage him and point him towards the Lord. And when he left, because he was dying, within 2 weeks, I was called in. And I was let go. And I'm always amazed that even though I dealt with a situation that was very uncomfortable being a Christian, I was there for one particular person. But sometimes God has us there for something other than working and receiving a paycheck.
What a perspective. You know, that is the very first question we have to ask, is the why of work. Obviously, to feed our family and to work hard, and we know that. I mean, that's part of, you know, we're wired that way as human beings to work. But why? Why do you go to work? Scripture says work is unto the Lord, not to men, which should mean that we work harder. We want the business to succeed, even if it's not our own. which involves honesty and going the extra mile and care for customers. And then the Bible does talk about being salt and light, which means that we are to be different in the workplace, to set an example through our attitude, through our behavior in the workplace, going the extra mile. I'll tell you what, you know, those three things right there will not only help you in your career, and you're more likely to be promoted, take on more responsibility, make more money, be more successful. You will be if you do those things, more likely than if you don't. But it's also the way as Christians we should be intentional in the workplace. Let's find out what you all are saying to us here. Let's first go to Brandy in Texas, who's a mail carrier. Brandy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, are you on a walking route or you drive? What kind of mail carrier work do you do?
I'm on a rural route. I drive about 100 miles every day.
Wow. Are you doing that right now?
Yes, sir.
Well,
I've actually pulled over to talk.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. We'll get the mail comes through, rain or shine, so I know you'll get it there. But tell us, how are you being, living out your faith in that kind of environment?
Well, I feel truly blessed to have such a wonderful job, and I feel like, God has blessed me to where I get to drive around and listen to a station such as y'all's station and also Air One and be encouraged through the music. And then I go into four businesses and I deliver to about 86 customers. But I always try to go to work happy and cheerful and have a good attitude because I want, for people to look at me and for my attitude to reflect not just my job but my life. And, I think if somebody's feeling down and you come upon them and you see they're having a bad day, if you give them a hug or you tell them, I love you or you're just nice. Sometimes just a simple, random act of kindness can make somebody's day. So, I mean, that's what I do. I figure if I'm going to go to work, I might as well go with a good attitude and be full of life and encourage anybody that I can.
Good for you. Well, that's certainly very biblical, and it's part of what we should be like in the marketplace as Christians. The Bible even says in the book of Ephesians that we are to be tender-hearted and kind, forgiving one another as God has forgiven us. And that's an attitudinal decision. And some of us do need an attitude adjustment from time to time. I know I do. It's easy to get out of whack for lots of reasons with our attitude, and our attitude impacts our day, our health, our interactions, the morale, everything. It's just part of it, and we all can get caught up in that for sure. All right,
yes,
so how far along are you? How many more miles do you have to go in your delivery day today, Brandy?
Well, I just have three more residents and three more businesses. So I'm about done.
All right. Well, you keep listening. We're glad to be on the air for you and drive
Thank
safely.
Thank you so much for encouraging me and others.
We're glad to do it, and that's why Intentional Living is on the air. Come join us. How do you take your faith into the marketplace today at 888-888-1717?
Hi, this is Steve Tanner for Intentional Living. We wanted to bring in our Intentional Living workplace expert, Linda Swindling, to talk just a little bit about sharing your faith at work. And Linda says you got to start with, what is your intention?
Are you inviting or are you invading? Jesus showed his love for people by example. He worked alongside them. He cured them and helped them feel better. He did not act like a door-to-door salesperson. He didn't intimidate. He didn't invade their space. He didn't even force himself on others. Think of the thieves that hung beside him on the cross. Those two were moments from death, and yet Jesus left the one who didn't want to believe alone, and he welcomed the one who wanted to believe. So, in life, there's always a next right one step. Make sure your step makes you a good representation of your faith, and see someone that people say, I really want to work alongside him or her. They have something I want. Remember, your intention is to invite, not invade. For Intentional Living, I'm Linda Swindling.
Right on, Linda. Thank you. Very good stuff. I sat down and wrote intentionals for serving others in general service, but there are some specific things in these intentionals that you can use in the workplace. My top 10 list on serving others. The first thing I put was within the next 24 hours, look for a specific need that you can fill for a coworker and then do it. Find something that's going on that needs to be done. Going the extra mile. Maybe bringing them a meal or when you're going out to bring them something as a refreshment, helping them finish a project, Maybe they need something picked up, coming to work or after work. It's the small acts of service that can make a difference. And living our lives in a way that it becomes an example that our faith matters and is making a difference in our lives. That's being intentional in the marketplace. Okay, let's go to Liz in Texas. Liz, are you there?
I am.
All right. Welcome to the program. Tell me about being intentional in your workplace. What kind of work do you do?
Well, I am an office manager for a surgical practice. Hmm. 28 years ago, I was down on my knees praying for God to give me another job. And I had always worked around Christians my whole life. And God put me in an office with an agnostic. And through the years, I was able to share my faith with him. He died a few years ago with Lou Gehrig's. Mm. And I just thanked God for the gift of time that he gave the doctor before he died. And I hope that he accepted Christ before he died, but I don't really know that. But then he brought a Muslim into our practice, and I've had the opportunity to share Christ with him. No decision has been made, but every day that I go to work, I pray that I will be salt and light in that place, and I try to always do the right thing. I encourage him to do the right thing in all of our business practices. And we've had a really good working relationship now for 20 years. And I don't know that he will ever come around, but God gave me the opportunity to plant the seed. Hmm. And every day that I go to work, I just try to work as unto him, like the Bible says.
Now, what difference has that made to you, Liz, over the years? Because that's the why. That's the why you go to work, it sounds like. I didn't hear money or power or career. I heard, you know, to serve the Lord and to be a witness and do a good job. What difference has it made to you when things are tough, when the why of what you do may be different than somebody else's why?
Well, and there have been tough times through the years. I just feel like God put me there. He has never moved me from that place. And sometimes I feel a little conflicted as a Christian. But until God tells me to go somewhere else, that's where I'll be.
Well, you stay at it 28 years. Stay at it, Liz. You have opportunity in that kind of an environment to also, I'm sure, impact patients. With your attitude and with your faith as they come in, you know, across your path from time to time in that environment. And God bless you for what you're doing there.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Liz.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. You know, the intentionals for serving others, number 8 on the top 10 list was this. To take the next 15 minutes, do it now. Take 15 minutes and make a list of at least 5 needs that you're aware of in the lives of people that you work with or people that you know. And then pick one person, and I'm going to put it in the context of the workplace. One person, one need, and sometime within the next 48 hours, the next 2 days, intentionally do something to meet that need. It could be a very small act. You see it, you smell it, you're aware of it, you know it's happening. And maybe even feeling a little bit pricked as I'm saying this, a little guilty saying, hey, this is a need I know I can fill. I should act on it. Do that one thing for that one person and do it in Jesus' name. And see what difference it makes. That's part of living your faith in the marketplace. What are you doing? You can share your story with us on our storyline at 888-888-1717. I got a 500-piece puzzle here with a picture of a family, and if I were to lay this puzzle out and have you come and put it together, what's the one thing that you need above everything else to put this puzzle together? Think about it. You need the picture. Have you ever tried to put a puzzle together without a picture? It's frustrating, it's exasperating, it's tiring, and you'll give up. You may get the corners in place, and you get a little bit of the blue sky, but pretty soon when you can't see all the colors and all the how all the pieces fit together, we get discouraged. And what many of us try to do in raising our families is we have all of these pieces. We have challenges, and we have school, and we have activities with going into sports, and we have financial, and we have spiritual, and we have all of these pieces, but we don't have a clear picture of where we're headed.
That's an excerpt from the teaching for this month, this brand new month of September, for all Intentional Living members, and it's on the topic of being an intentional parent, where we help you in this message to help your kids become before they do. We believe that. We believe we're so focused on doing, and that intentional living message can sometimes kind of leak into our overall theme that you can think it's all about doing, when in reality it's about being before doing. Who are you as a person in Christ? And as a member of the team, watch for it. If you're not, even on this Labor Day, you can go online and sign up to become a monthly member, and away we go. We'll get this to you. The first one. Helping your kids be before do. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And I just want to say in this brand new month, thank you for your faithfulness in support of the ministry, even on a Labor Day, as you're spending time with the family. God bless you, and thank you for standing with us.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. If you missed any part of today's broadcast because maybe, oh, I don't know, you're interrupted by kids or life or whatever, you can hear all of today's broadcast and many others from previous weeks in our archives at theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Helping you to be salt and light at work, we are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Remember the excitement you felt when you first dated? Well, your marriage can be like that again, and I'll show you how at the next Love Your Marriage Night.
There's a life-transforming and a marriage-transforming thing.
Backed by popular demand, the Intentional Living Center presents Dr. Randy Carlson and the Love Your Marriage Night. It's coming to Living Word Bible Church in Mesa and Glendale Church of the Nazarene, Friday and Saturday, September 26th and 27th, and Christ Community Church in Tucson, Saturday, October 18th. Register at theintentionallife.com.
One thing.
One thing.
One thing can change everything.
It changed the way I see my life.
It's made living my life easier.
I've taken the power of one thing, and I'm using it to change my life for the better. One day.
One step.
One thing at a time.
Achieve the dreams you'd almost given up on. One intentional act at a time. Read The Power of One Thing by Dr. Randy Carlson. Available now at theintentionallife.com.
With my first cup of coffee.
First thing at the office, before staff meeting.
When do you go to the Intentional Living Facebook page?
I look at it every morning on my elevator ride to the office. Really?
Each morning right after I drop off the kids.
Have you visited the Intentional Life page on Facebook today? Stay intentional with words from Dr. Randy, comment on wall posts, and share about what's going on in your life, too. And be sure to share the encouragement with someone you care about. Go to Facebook.com/intentionalliving and click like.
Welcome back to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, if you can't share the gospel openly at work, you can't speak it out loud, then you can live it out loud. Remember, Jesus himself said, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." So even though your mouth cannot speak the words, your life still can. Now, to help you be salt and light at work today, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, my friend, and that's Kurt, by the way, and welcome back to our Intentional Living Center, focusing on one of the five essential areas of life. Work and how to, in the marketplace, bring, as we call it, as Christians, salt and light, to bring our story, to bring our faith, to bring the transformation of our lives and what Christ has done in our lives into the workplace. That's the question. Let's find out what Jordan thinks in his doing in Michigan. Jordan, welcome to Intentional Living.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Go ahead. Tell us, how do you share your faith, or does your faith impact your work?
Honestly, I don't exactly share my faith at work because I work at a place where there's all these different handicapped people, and it's a little bit harder there at work.
What makes it harder? What do you do?
Well, because 3 years ago I got into a car accident. It was in a coma for 3 months. I have a brain injury. And I recovered and everything, and now I work at this place called New Dimensions, and it's a place for handicapped people. And I go there twice a day, and I work on Monday, or I volunteer on Monday, and then I work on Thursdays. And when I go there and I talk to these people, I can't really communicate with them as well as I can with the people at church. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Do you have opportunities outside the work? Do you have lunch together, or do you have friendships or things where you have an opportunity to impact lives or serve others?
Honestly, I do not anymore. Not anymore, I don't. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, Jordan, first of all, thank you for your service. The fact that even though you were in a traumatic accident and were in a coma and had brain injury, that God is still very real in your life. And you can take him with wherever we go. And I think it's really important to understand that every work environment is going to be different. There are places where, you have more openness in sharing than you do others. It's, you know, we still have that depending on the workplace. But you know what? When God is in our life, we take him inside of us. He's in us. The Bible refers to us as the temple of the living God. He doesn't reside in a building, as we see in the Old Testament, or in a place. He resides in us. And so when the Bible refers to us, Jordan, as being salt and light, followers of Christ, it flows through our attitude, it flows through our words, it flows through our service, it flows through every pore of our being, it should at least, where people are intrigued, but what makes Jordan different? You know, what makes Steve different and Cindy different, and what makes Randy different and Barb and everyone else? What makes them different? What is it about their life that makes them who they are? And then that opportunity then from time to time to share with people as they ask, what's going on in your life? That becomes an intentional moment. That becomes a moment where we can be intentional in our faith. And as you do that, Jordan, it doesn't matter then so much, you know, what quote word you say, or do you buttonhole someone to, you know, share your faith with them, but simply be that person of faith in the workplace so they're attracted to Jordan because he does such an excellent job.
Yeah.
Are you recovering, Jordan? How are you doing with your recovery?
Actually, I feel like I've recovered very well. I take medicine every 12 hours, some kind of medicine. I don't know exactly what it exactly is, but the doctor has me prescribed to some kind of medicine that I take every 12 hours, and I walk with a cane to keep me balanced.
Well, you keep up the good work, my friend, and I'm glad you called here today, Jordan.
Yeah, because I listen to Family Life Radio constantly, every single day, and I'm encouraged by them. And I wanted to talk to you guys and let you guys know what was going on in my life, at least, you know.
Well, listen, we are glad to be there, and I know the staff at our stations appreciate that, because 24 hours a day we're here to do that. Thank you, friend. Let's go to Monsi quickly in Arizona. Tell us, what do you do in the workplace, Monsi?
Yeah, I work for a national bank, so I have, it's very limited to what I can have out for my faith, but thank God I'm able to have a cross that is on the back of my desk, so anyone, customers that I have can see it, and that actually sparks up a lot of conversation.
Interesting.
Regarding faith and what I believe, and even inviting them to church too, the church that I go to.
Interesting. Well, Monsi, listen, I tell you, it's you're being intentional in terms of doing what you can do. We should never try to be an offense, obviously, or do something that's an offense to our employer. We're there because they're paying us, and that's our priority to do the work we've been called to do. But within the limits and within the opportunities that we have to be able to share our faith, sometimes even those symbols, the problem with symbols is this, then we have to live up to them. Don't you love it when you say, don't you love it when you see the bumper sticker says, honk if you love Jesus, and the guy's running you off the road and he's going 20 miles over the speed limit? I mean, he'd be better to leave the bumper sticker home, wouldn't he? All right, thank you for the call, Monsi, today talking about faith in the marketplace.
Hey, Dr. Carlson, this is Jeff from Montgomery, Alabama. One thing that we do at my work to be intentional is we started about 6 years ago every morning starting off with a voluntary Bible study and just a little bit of a prayer meeting. We get there about 15, 20 minutes early, and we take time to do a devotional that we have every single morning. And, you know, it doesn't guarantee that there won't be problems, but you've intentionally equipped yourself for the day. If something arises, you know how to handle it.
You know, that is the exact, I think, theme, mission, vision of intentional living. We want you to live today so you're well prepared for the stuff that's coming. Because it's coming. The Bible says there's a time and a season for everything, and too few of us prepare in the good days for the not such good days, spiritually and otherwise, living intentionally. One of the ways you can do that is build into your marriage. If you're married today, building into your marriage relationship, and I'll tell you how you can do that in just a minute.
Why do you love your marriage?
Because we're best friends and partners.
Yeah, because he is my best friend. I've never been with someone that I could trust that much and talk to about anything and have fun with. He's fun every morning.
She's my best friend. That's why I love my marriage.
He's always there for me, and he loves me in spite of myself.
It's a good relationship.
Because it's been extremely difficult and the most joyous through 20 years.
And he loves me unconditionally.
Well, you get the theme there. Those are folks that attended one of our recent Love Your Marriage date nights and just said, hey, this is why it's working for us. Relationship, love, caring, just the stuff that makes our lives really work when it comes to marriage. And, you know, one of the things we do when we go on the road is we take this Love Your Marriage theme out for the date night to just celebrate marriage and have fun and laugh and learn. We figure in a couple of hours, 2.5 hours, we can get in a lot of material and have you have a great evening for you and your spouse. And we're wrapping up our national tour for this year by coming to Arizona. And it's this month, now that we're into the month of September. Later in the month, we'll be in Mesa, at the Living Word Bible Church, Friday night, September 26th, in Glendale, at the Glendale Church of the Nazarene, on Saturday night, September 27th, for the Phoenix area, and then in Tucson, on Saturday night, October 18th, at Christ Community Church. It's a date night for you and your spouse. Maybe you want to get with some other couples and come on out and double date, I guess, and just really enjoy the evening. You know, go out to dinner, spend some time together. Come to celebrate what it means to be married. It'll be a worthwhile time. Get your tickets today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Upcoming topics include opposite sex friendships outside of your marriage. Wow. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.